เอาแล้วปืนแล้วปืนอ่ะน้องปืนอ่ะ
It is midday at the Thai Royal Navy boatyard on Bangkok's Chao Phraya River, and Captain Kampon Rahong is barking instructions as his men prepare for the royal barge procession. The 700-year-old ceremony displays the traditional way in which Thai kings travel for important events such as coronations and major religious ceremonies. During the procession, four royal barges, each the length of several city buses and about 2 meters wide, glide down the river, escorted by 48 other barges in a formation of 5 columns. Kampon captains the king's barge, which is considered the most beautiful. It's called Supanahongsa, after a swan-like steed from Thai mythology. Hewn from a single giant tree nearly 100 years ago, it is carved to look like a swan and is ornately decorated in gold and red. It is powered by 50 oarsmen and carries 2 steersmen, 9 standard-bearers, and 2 officers. The oarsmen of the 4 royal barges use a special stroke. They raise their oars high in the air, emulating a swan spreading its wings before they dip them into the water. There have been only 14 royal barge processions since King Pomipon Adunyadeh was crowned 60 years ago. The occasion this time is to mark the anniversary of his coronation. The king, the world's longest reigning monarch, is revered by the Thais because of his many good deeds and his discreet intervention during several political crises. Kampon, who trains the 2,000 oarsmen in the procession, says the crews have been practicing for more than 7 months.
First we practiced on land for 40 working days, and then we practiced on the water for 49 days. We held minor rehearsals for 2 days and 4 nights, and finally 3 dress rehearsals.
2 steersmen guide each barge. Standing at the stern, they use long oars to keep the boats in position in one of the 5 columns in the middle of the river. Chief Petty Officer Wirot Potitet is the senior steersman on the king's barge. He says the greatest danger comes from the wind, which can blow the barges into each other.
The Supanahongsa royal barge must stay in the middle of the river. If I cannot control it, the other steersmen must help until we are out of danger.
The oarsmen synchronize their strokes by chanting. Lieutenant Natawat Aramklua, the cantor, says all crewmen consider it a great honor to serve the king in this important part of Thai culture.
It is Thai tradition, Thai culture inherited from the ancestors from a long time ago. It's a tradition that links us to the king who is respected by every Thai.
During the procession, Natawat will sing for more than 2 hours without stopping. The song, written especially for this occasion, glorifies the king and praises his kingdom. Once the oarsmen are seated in their boats for this rehearsal, they pray and then practice their stroke. The barges are then backed out of their berths and into the river channel. The barges are positioned up the river, and about an hour later, they sail past the royal palace. Thousands of spectators line the shores. Many are wearing yellow shirts with the royal crest on the front, made especially for the occasion. They have been waiting for hours in the heat to watch this rare ancient performance. As the stately barges glide by, silence descends on the crowd, and only the sound of the drums and the chanting of the oarsmen float across the river. Scott Bobb, VOA News, on the Chao Phraya River, Bangkok.